We're now reading in Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2, if you know, if you are not able to find Jonah, it's after Ezekiel and then Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, and Jonah. And Jonah chapter 2, we're going to be reading verses 1 through 10. And hearing Jonah's prayer, which he gives in some ways an account of what he went through when he tossed himself over the side of the ship before he was swallowed by the great fish, as well as the truths of our God. So Jonah chapter 2, verses 1 through 10, these are God's words. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord his God from the stomach of the fish. And he said, I called out of my distress to the Lord, and he answered me. I cried for help from the depth of Sheol. You heard my voice, for you had cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the current engulfed me. All your breakers and billows passed over me. So I said, I have been expelled from your sight. Nevertheless, I will look again toward your holy temple. Water encompassed me to the point of death. The great deep engulfed me. Weeds were wrapped around my head. I descended to the roots of the mountains. The earth with its bars was around me forever. But you have brought up my life from the pit, O Lord my God. While I was fainting away, I remembered the Lord. And my prayer came to you into your holy temple. Those who regard vain idols forsake their faithfulness. But I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. That which I have vowed I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. Then the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah up onto the dry land. And those are God's words. So Jonah is, in the beginning of the chapter, is in the belly of the fish. At the beginning of the chapter, we know it is hard to separate the children's story that we're familiar with from the miraculous nature of a man being in the stomach of any creature. But what great words of comfort we find here, because it shows us that the Lord brings His people through fire and water by His power to Himself. Jonah is still alive. He's able to pray, even as he's going down into the depths. And what is it that saves him? It is the fish that saved him. The Lord threw the fish. As the Lord ordained the fish to come and swallowed him, and he was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights, pointing us again to our salvation that we have in Christ from at His death that we celebrate this evening, who was raised up on the third day from out of the belly of the earth, as Jesus talks about in the Gospels. So Jonah prays out of his great distress and danger that he was in and in his despair. But he took encouragement on the prospect of worshiping the Lord, verse 4 and verse 7. And so you see the very fact that we have Jonah's prayer here, that he was able to pray, gave Jonah hope in the Lord. It should give us hope in the Lord, that the Lord had not left him. That he was able to pray in the midst of being on the way to death. It should give anyone hope to the Lord. Hope in the Lord, and hope in their salvation. And yet we ask, again, who was it that caused Jonah to be in this dangerous place? In one part, it is Jonah, his sin, caused him to be in this place, but it was Yahweh to bring him to this place, to repentance, that he would be brought to repentance. And that is, as we are seeing in these natural storms, the hurricanes that are happening today, the Lord using His judgments to bring His people to repentance and warning those who don't repent of an impending final judgment to come, which will be infinitely worse. Jonah's prayer ends with praises to the Lord. And we see that the Lord commanded the fish, and the fish obeyed. And Jonah was vomited up onto the dry land. That in itself is a miracle, that he wasn't just vomited up into the ocean or the seas. But he was vomited to the dry land, onto the dry land. So what a great God we have, who will rescue us from our rebellion towards Him. And He'll turn us around, He'll get us pointed in the right direction again, as He does with Jonah here, back in the direction of going to Nineveh to preach to them of repentance. And He points us in the right direction as well. Our God is powerful, He's sovereign. He's the God of salvation. We must praise His name and worship Him and long for His worship just as Jonah did on his way to death in the depths of the sea. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, again, we are concerned for our brethren in Florida, those who have already gone through this in Texas and Louisiana. We pray that You would spare Your people, spare the righteous that remain, the few righteous that remain. Father, where there is need of repentance, we ask that You would bring it. You'd use the storm to do so, just as You did with Jonah here. We ask that You would save Your elect through this and bring Your church to a stronger love for You, that they would love to worship You according to Your word, because we know of that great Reformation principle, sola scriptura. The authority to do anything in Your worship is left with You alone in Your word. And so we ask that You would help us and help them. Father, we pray as we sin that You would rescue us as the great shepherd You are, to track us down according to Your great loving kindness, the covenant mercy, and never leave us nor forsake us. You would even leave the 99 to reclaim the one, as You have done so many times, bringing us back to the others, to the church. And Father, we pray that You would give us a repentant heart, or a penitent heart, that we would love to repent of our sins, knowing that You are a God who always forgives us, who cleanses our sins as far as the east is from the west, who cleanses us of all unrighteousness through the life and death of Your Son by Your Holy Spirit. Father, we praise You that You're a God who is sovereign in Your providence over all creatures and all our actions, and even over animals, even over weather. And so, Father, we praise Your name that You are a God of power, almighty power. You are God Almighty. You are infinite in holiness and justice, and infinite in love and grace. And we do not deserve You. You ought not to have saved us, and yet You did, because You loved us in Your Son. And we praise His name. We praise Him for His death and the life He's given for us through His death. Father, pray for our government, that You would cause them to rule according to Your law. You would save them from death and damnation and judgment, that even through these storms they would be warned of their sin and turn to You. Father, we thank You for them, though sometimes we often struggle and complain and grumble about them. We thank You for them because You have given them for us, for our good, as Christ is head over even them, for the good of the church. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.